From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, centered in one of Idaho's largest African-American communities, has been added to the National Register of Historic Places in recognition of their work for Black American civil rights here in the Gem State. For nearly 100 years, the church has served as an epicenter for political activism and community engagements, and its leaders and members not only providing spiritual guidance, but advocating for the congregation's civil liberties as well. So joining us today to talk more about this is outreach historian with the State Historic Preservation Office, Dan Everhart, and church member, Alfreda Van. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alfreda, you've been a member of Bethel for more than 50 years. Could you quickly tell us just how important Bethel has been in your life?
It's been very important. My parents moved to Pocatello, Idaho from Denver, Colorado in 1942. In fact, Christmas Eve of 1942. And I was born in 47, and they were active in the church from the moment they got here. So I was, you know, basically raised in the church, went to church school, went to a Baptist training union, attended services, sung in the choir, went to socials. You know, everything was just done at church. A lot of the social aspects.
Yeah. And Dan, this church has been around, as I mentioned, for more than 80 years. It is now the oldest African-American church building in Pocatello. You know, how did it survive in spite of so many of the difficulties it faced? Because there was religious prejudice against members of this church. They faced a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to correct you. It's not 80 years, it's 100 years.
Thank you.
The congregation is over 100 years old. The church itself, the building itself was built 100 years ago this year. But how did it survive? I think this is a testament to the people of Pocatello and to the congregation itself, who have been stalwart supporters of their own institutions there in Pocatello. And some of that was not necessarily because they were given a choice. They had to be reliant in part upon themselves. And I think the church and its longevity represents that self-reliance that you so often see in smaller communities of whatever color and creed around the state.
Alfreda, how does Bethel Missionary Baptist continue to advocate for civil rights in 2022?
Mainly by our present minister, Pastor William S. Beard, strictly stays to the Word of God. I mean, preaches from the Bible. And so therefore, you know, all instructions on how to treat other people come from the Bible. The basis of our belief is based on Jesus Christ, and Christianity is all about love.
Mm. Dan, I have about 2 minutes left, and I'm curious as to what this listing means for the church, for the area being placed on this register.
You know, the National Register, for the most part, is an honorific program. It does not necessarily come with any restrictions, or in most cases, it doesn't come with access to grant funds or other sort of funds for programming or building maintenance. I will say, in the particular case of this building, because of its prominence in Black history, both in Pocatello and statewide, I think there is an opportunity for the congregation, should they wish, to take advantage of some specific granting opportunities accessible to sites of significance in Black history nationwide. So I do think there's some opportunities there. Most importantly for us, it's cracking open the door, and we hope it's the first of many in a series of nominations for sites of Black history around Idaho.
And the importance of that, right, Dan, that we recognize the Black history in the Gem State.
Absolutely. We're a multicultural state. We have history representing all different types of people, and that history needs to be better represented in the National Register program.
Well, I want to thank both of you. Alfreda, we are out of time. I am so sorry. I would love to bring you back another time, but we have got to get to a break. We have been talking with Dan Everhart, Outreach Historian with the State Historic Preservation Office, as well as Alpharetta Van, a member of the Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, talking about Idaho's first property to be listed in the National Register of Historic Places that look at African-American civil rights and properties. Thank you both so much. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.